Hello and welcome to the Legacy Homeschool Reflections podcast. I'm your host, Ruth Adams. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. Well, it's been a few weeks since our last episode. I haven't fallen off the face of the earth, so thank you for your patience with me, and I'm so glad to be back with you this week. The truth of the matter is we have just been extremely busy, and I was out of town for almost a month, and I just really fell behind on creating more content for the podcast during that time. So thank you for your patience and being here with me today. So yes, I had a trip to take my daughter back to college, and we were going to actually leave on a Thursday, and then Hurricane Laura was scheduled to land, and we needed to get ahead of that hurricane. So we ended up pushing our trip up to Tuesday, which meant that we needed to pack very quickly, and we lost a few days of preparation, and so it was quite an ordeal just getting out on the road. And on top of needing to take her and drop her back off in Florida, we, the girls and I, my other four daughters and I, were going to go to Ohio to our vacation home there that we rent out to tourists, and so we were also trying to pack for that long trip to Ohio. So we dropped my oldest off at college, and then we spent two additional days driving. So we were on the road for 3 days, and we finally got to Ohio, and that's where I have been with my four daughters. And we were there for a little over 3 weeks. We had a wonderful time. My husband and my sons were able to join us for part of that time. And I'm just so thankful that we had that time. It was wonderful in so many ways. One way that it was really wonderful is just being able to invest quality time with my four daughters that were still at home. And we took a book and did a book study together in the evenings. And I bought them some blank journals at Michael's and some fun washi tape and markers and things like that. And so they did journaling and coloring and art work and illustrated the book that we were going through. And so it was just a really good time for mother-daughter connection and imparting some truths that I wanted to talk to them about. So I was so grateful for that time with them. I was also grateful to be in the Rolling Hills and the agrarian community of Holmes County, Ohio. And it just seemed so much more relaxed there with all that's going on in our world in 2020. The masks, the community at large was a lot more relaxed about the masks. And just in so many ways, I felt like I was able to sort of step out of all the hysteria and craziness and just sort of have some rest for my heart after 2020, and to get to reconnect with dear friends there. And the girls and I were able to can with canned food, peaches and pizza sauce, with two of our friends there. We were able to visit an orchard and bring home two bushels of apples that we made applesauce out of upon returning back to our home in Texas. So that was wonderful. My new 5-year-old, she just turned 5 years old, actually the day we left for our trip, was really intrigued with all the corn on the rolling Ohio hillsides. And we would drive around and she would see these hills covered in corn, and she would say, "Corn, corn." And so we went to various restaurants and ordered her corn, and that was really sweet and really fun. We also enjoyed going to thrift stores. There are some amazing thrift stores in that area of Tuscarawas and Holmes County, Ohio. So we just had the best time, and we were just busy, busy. I was busy making memories with my girls, and I felt bad that the podcast was not, I wasn't releasing new episodes, but sometimes you just have to live in the moment and come back to something later. And so anyway, we had a great time, and I'm so thankful for it and just glad to be back with you. So thanks for joining me. I hope all of you ladies are doing well. And We're going to be talking today about praying without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 is the verse I've chosen for this episode of the podcast. Our verse says, and it says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And I think that we as mothers, those of us who have children, have a fertile ground every single day to lead our children before the throne of grace. And not just one time, but repeatedly throughout the day, we have the opportunity and the privilege to lead our children in a prayerful lifestyle. And for those who do not have children, just individually as ladies, this is the will of God for us, that we would live a lifestyle of praying without ceasing, of constantly coming back to our Father and lifting up our cares to Him and praising Him. You know, even when you go to Walmart and you get a good parking spot, you know, just to say, "Thank you, Lord, for providing that," just to talk to the Lord throughout the day. And I want my children to grow up knowing that prayer is so much more than just something that we do at mealtimes. But I want them to know that when we face difficulties in life and struggles in our day, that we have a default and it's called prayer, and we can keep going back to it at any time. We should automatically just be turning back to prayer. As we have frustrations and obstacles arise in our day, we need to just automatically go to the Lord in prayer. Whether we're wives, mothers, or single ladies, we have this opportunity. The Lord invites us to continually come before His presence in prayer, and what a blessing that is. There are times when I will gather my children around and just share with them that a family member or a friend has a need, and we'll just drop what we're doing and I'll say, "We need to pray. Gather up everybody. We just need to pray." And then also when there is sibling rivalry in the home, it's a good opportunity to say, "Let's draw close and let's pray and ask the Lord to build the fruits of His Spirit in our lives." And then we can pray for patience and kindness and Christ-likeness, and just trust the Lord to soften the hearts of our children as we pray with them. I pray with my children every day during our circle time, or those mornings when we gather for circle time together in our living room. We pray. That's part of our circle time. And we thank the Lord for His blessings, and we ask Him for the things that we need. We ask Him for wisdom before we begin our reading, and we ask Him to help us to understand and have wisdom and that biblical worldview, and just that the truths will go to our hearts. We pray for that fruit. And so many times, just quietly in my own heart, I'm praying, "Lord, please take this that I'm reading, because I can read, but I can't bear fruit." And I'll just ask the Lord to bear fruit of what I'm doing with my children that morning. And another time for prayer is when children come to us and they feel hurt, or they have a need, and we can say, "Let's pray about that." Maybe we have a little one that comes to us and is crying over some small little scrape of the knee, and we can say, "The Lord cares about that. Let's pray about that." And then that grows into a pattern of behavior. And as they grow older and the boo-boos and the hurts get bigger, then they already know this is what we do. We pray about the things that are on our hearts. We're teaching them prayer as a lifestyle and not just a formality at mealtime or bedtime. And prayer is just something that throughout our lives, from our earliest and youngest years to the very end before the Lord takes us home, it's to be a lifestyle of communion with the Lord. He wants us to be praising Him and talking to Him and bringing our needs before Him. The Bible says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you." And then sometimes when a child is having a hard day, it may be a good idea to take their hand and take a walk with them and have a heart-to-heart talk and end your time praying with them. You could sit out together on the porch or on the swing or in chairs outside and just talk and then just have a time of prayer. Or maybe you're running errands with your young person and you're talking, and then you can say, well, this has been so good to talk to you. Let's just end our time in prayer. But just any time is the right time for us to be praying with our children. And any time is the right time for us as individual ladies to be praying. And any time is the right time for us to be praying with our spouse and you know, just asking the Lord together to do His work in our family. Because we cannot accomplish what the Lord can accomplish. We can do all the right things, but we need the power of God to do what only He can do. And so when we go with our husband, you know, to prayer, we're asking the Lord to, by His power, do what only He can do to bring fruit of our efforts in our families. And so truly, any time is the right time for us to go before the throne of grace. And by God's grace, may we be prayerful families and just leave a legacy of prayer for generations to come. Think of some of the great men and women of the faith and their, the way they modeled a lifestyle of prayer and being in the Word. And, you know, God does great things through those who are seeking Him and who are fully desiring to be obedient to Him and to walk with Him and to be walking in the Spirit. And this comes through prayer. And so Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I think that's a great verse for 2020. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace. We all need God's grace. This has been a really challenging year, and we need His mercy. We don't know what lies ahead politically. We're here at the cusp of a very, very vitally important election. We need His grace and His mercy upon our country. We desperately need a revival. We need to be praying that the Lord will bring revival, that the Lord will bring repentance to our nation, that the Lord will stir in the hearts of this next generation to rise up and say no to the world, say no to the flesh, say no to the devil, and say yes to God's word and to His truth, and to walk in the Spirit and carry on the baton of faith to the next generation. We need to be praying for that and crying out for that. We need His grace, as this verse says, Hebrews 4:16, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I think 2020 has been a time of need. I know people who have been in isolation for the better part of this year, family members who, because of health issues, cannot get around other people. What a lonely year. What a hard thing. There's people who are hurting financially because of all that's happened this year. There are people who have been sick or who have lost loved ones. I've heard of so many people who are very depressed because of all that's happened in 2020. We need to receive mercy and find grace in time of need. We need to be prayerful ladies. So I want to give you some thoughts to think about here, and just think about, how can you strengthen your personal prayer life? How can you strengthen the prayer life of your family? How can prayer become more of the culture of your family? How can you lead your children to continue to go back to prayer more faithfully throughout the day? And how can you just put aside distractions that might keep you from seeking the Father in prayer? Those are good questions for all of us, myself included. How can we put away distractions and seek the Lord more? You know, one thing that I like to do sometimes when I'm in the car is just turn off all the noise. I love various podcasts and sacred music, but sometimes I just turn it all off and I'll just pray when I'm driving, if I have a long drive especially, and just talk to the Lord, even out loud. But how can we be praying more individually, more with our husbands, more with our children? And if you're not married, you know, maybe more with like a prayer partner, a heart friend that you could pray for her and she could pray for you. I think of the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And I'm just going to read a little bit from that hymn. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. So ladies, let's end this podcast today just talking to the Lord and seeking His mercy and His grace. Father, we just love You. I thank You for the opportunity to join again with my friends over this podcast. And Lord, I just pray Your blessings in our lives and in our families. We pray that You would make us prayerful ladies, that it would be something that just comes natural, like breathing, Lord, that we pray throughout the day in an ongoing way, and we pray with our families, and we pray with our friends and with other ladies, and exhort and encourage one another to be prayerful. And Lord, I pray for these ladies and their families. I pray, Lord, for all that's going on in our world and with the election. And I pray that You would stir revival in our nation. You would stir revival in our churches. You would stir revival in our homes. And we know, Lord, that revival begins with us. So please, Lord, help us as ladies to be seeking You and sensitive to Your Holy Spirit and in Your Word, and that You would stir that revival and give us Your wisdom and Your strength and Your grace, that we would be faithful to what You've called us to for such a time as this. We pray that our husbands and our children would be prayerful, and that You would do by Your power in our families what only You can do. Please give us the hope of the gospel, Lord, when we're tempted to maybe fear or be anxious by what we see going on around us, and we are uncertain as to the future. But we pray that we would always have gospel hope because of what You have done for us and what we know that we have for all eternity in You. Help us to die to self and live for You. And we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today. May the Lord bless you. I would love to connect with you. I would love to hear from you. You can connect with me at Ruth L. Adams on Facebook. You can leave reviews and star ratings over at iTunes for the podcast. And you can always find resources at legacyhomeschoolreflections.com. We have resources on that website to encourage you as you seek to disciple your families in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord help us to be prayerful ladies, prayerful mothers, prayerful daughters and friends until we meet again.